Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Just a quick note before we get started with today's episode. This podcast is supported by the amazing team at TRX. Their suspension trainers are designed for pros and built for everybody to use wherever you are. I see these in high-end gyms and the homes of trainers, coaches, and fitness enthusiasts like me all over the world.
The TRX app contains more than 1,000 videos to train you at your level and improve you every day.
TRX is the world's most versatile, affordable, and effective gym, and we're happy and proud that they're sponsoring the Quality of Life podcast. Hello, and welcome to the Quality of Life podcast, hosted by me, Raham Harreg, the youngest Arab and the first Saudi woman to climb Everest and the Seven Summits.
Oh my god, this is so exciting!
Yeah!
I'm getting my script here.
You have a script?
No, I'm going to ask you similar questions to the ones that you ask other people. So, okay, very quickly then. Here we are at the...
Are you recording already?
Yeah, I've been recording for ages.
Let's set the scene. We're looking at the beautiful water.
We're in the Aramco Community Championships.
And I just can't get over how beautiful the water is. It reminds me of home. It reminds me of Jeddah. Yeah. This. When I tell people I grew up on the Red Sea... they don't realize that it's this blue.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, they don't realize it's this kind of like...
Oh, yeah.
Azul, like, you know, teal. It's my favorite color, actually.
Yeah, I think this place is like Florida vibes.
Yeah. We jumped right into it, but this is a bonus episode. Because why are we here, Juliet?
We're here together.
Why?
Because you're going to speak today at an event.
Because Juliet bullied me into coming.
No, I'm just kidding. Normally, that is my role in this scenario.
I'm honored. I'm really honored. But I've been so sick the last few weeks that I was so worried that I wouldn't be able to recover. But no, Juliet did a great job in getting me here. And I'm speaking at the championship. I'm the keynote at the championship later on.
Yeah, I was so excited.
So we have this really pretty studio and decided that why not have Juliet interview me?
We have to utilize this moment. So, yes.
I'm the guest.
For once, you're the guest.
And Juliet's the host.
I love it. Okay. I love this new arrangement. Okay, so we'll just pick a couple of questions from the podcast that we normally ask. And this time it's going to be you in the hot seat and you having to think of the answers. I'm sure you've thought of this before, but with quality of life, what does that mean to you? You've heard so many answers from other people now. What do you think yours is?
I think true listeners are going to know my answer. My answer is balance. Finding a balance between all aspects of your life that means something to you. For example, in my case, it's finding a balance between my sports life, my media life, my personal life, my me time, my sitting on the couch like a potato life, you know what I mean? Yeah. My podcast from the couch, and then all of the glam stuff I do. So for me, I think having quality of life is having balance, and that can mean different things for different people. It's not a cookie cutter... It's not one mold fits all, one size fits all. Everybody has different percentages of different things that they care about. That's what I think is the most important thing.
And do you think you achieve that then in your day-to-day? You know, we always ask people, what's their day-to-day like? Do you think you manage that?
Honest answer is not every day.
Yeah.
No. I went through a funk, and I'm going to be honest about it on this episode, and Juliet knows this. The entire month of January was a battle for me. I was just tired. I think it was just accumulation of last year. And then after hosting the Dubai TV countdown live, I was a bit of a zombie. Not a zombie that does nothing, because I can never do nothing. But I was just kind of like sitting around and not able to get my mojo back. And I finally got it back like a few weeks ago. Unfortunately, I got sick. But I think you should allow yourself that time. So try to have balance, but sometimes put everything aside and just sit on the couch and just enjoy yourself.
But you do have very different Like, you do have a very kind of varied life, which means these highs and these ebbs and flows are a natural part of it, right? But if you did have to pick, what is your day-to-day?
It's very hard because I really don't have a set kind of rhythm. You know, Juliet has been stuck with me now for like a year. And she knows I get weeks where I don't even know where I am. Like, I'm running around. Next week is such week, by the way, for me. I have like a bunch of back-to-backs next week with lots of flights. But I think if I could choose like a typical day where I don't really have to run around. No, I wake up. Lately, I started doing my Spanish Duolingo, catching up on my Spanish. Wake up. I have a dog, so I take her out, you know, if she needs to have a walk or whatever. Come back, sit down and plan for the week or answer emails. And then have lunch and then do some kind of either listening to my audiobook, organize the house, clean, because I like that. I like organizing. And then work again. Like, most of my work is prepping for the week. I'm running around. And then I must have some kind of sports activity every other day. So in my case, it's volleyball. And then I go, I play volleyball, and then have dinner either with friends or at home. And then just, you know, that would be my ideal day to day, but it doesn't always happen. But that would be my ideal, because I like my me time, and then I like my social time. I like that I have time to plan and to look forward to things, because I feel like people sometimes don't have time to look forward to things. I think people sometimes are just too rushed and they don't enjoy. They're just running from A to B to Z, you know.
Mm-hmm. It's that thing, isn't it, of being present and actually being there.
Yeah.
Whether that's like looking forward to it or actually being in the moment. Yeah, it can be challenging.
Enjoying it, because I also fall victim of trying to catch up with life.
Yeah,
so,
totally.
So yeah,
are there any little things that you do every day, regardless? This is something that I've been trying to work on, because I also every travel. Day? But are there any tiny things that you have as rituals or anything that you have to do every day, regardless of where you're traveling or at home?
I have become very religious with my skincare. Ever since 2020, again, I'm going to be on. This is a podcast. This is the episode of honesty. In 2020, I had a horrible hormonal imbalance. Horrible. That messed up my skin.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
And ever since then, I've become super religious with my skincare. Like, you know, cleansing, cleaning, you know, cream, like super religious.
So good.
Yeah. So, and I'm so happy that finally, for the first time this year, I feel like my skin has reached a point where I feel like it's almost back like it used to be. And I get a lot of compliments. So, you know, a lot of work paid off. But yeah, in addition to my skincare, my new Duolingo obsession, maybe they can be a sponsor.
Ooh,
and,
yeah.
And then, yeah, just some me time. Like, I have some TV shows that I love, I want to see. I'm obsessed with the new True Detective, season 4.
Okay.
It is not for the faint-hearted, ladies and gentlemen. If you have trouble falling asleep after scary stuff, do not watch the show. But I love mysteries and crime mysteries, and this is done so well. If you haven't seen, it's so good.
I would give it a go.
So that's my new thing now, yeah.
Okay, nice.
But yeah. Anyways.
Okay, so I mean, I love the hearing about your downtime, but you've also done some really amazing things and you continue to do amazing things. So we often try and ask our guests to pick one. Is it possible to pick one thing that you would say you're so super proud of?
I will surprise you and the listeners, because I'm proud of being authentically, unapologetically who I am. That's the thing I'm proud of the most. I have some amazing accolades, some amazing trophies and amazing things, but they all fall under the umbrella of being truly me. So, you know, being a Saudi beach volleyball player is a dream, right? Climbing the seven summits is a dream. Being a personality as well and having being recognized as the adventurer in the region is a dream. So I think the thing that the umbrella that all of these fall under is I'm proud of being truly who I am.
I
the
love
most
that.
Yeah,
and that's so inspiring.
Thank you. And yeah. It's not easy, and it took a long time, and it's easily said than done, but not many people get to say that they're proud and happy and content in who they are. And I'm so proud of that. I'm so proud of myself for reaching that point. And it wasn't easy, you know, like many people, I grew up very different and being bullied, and I was bullied a lot, right? Because I didn't look like the typical the girls around me, right? I didn't look like most you know, women around me. I was always very skinny and not very feminine, and I always said weird, quirky things. And I held on to that quirkiness. I held on to that geekiness. And I think that's what made me very special and unique and memorable to people. So yeah. I'm proud of being, I guess.
I love that.
Thank you.
Okay, one final question then. So we often will speak about the future of sport, the future of women in sport. How do you feel like attending events like today, which are to inspire the community, how does that kind of fit in with your feelings on the future of sport?
Oh, I get all warm and tickly and fuzzy when I think of this. I get a little bit jealous, the good kind of jealous, because the opportunity for the next generation is just incredible. They have a lot of great opportunity. And we paved that way. We are the ones that paved that way. And we were part of the journey. And I see now that there's so much to do. So yeah, very, very, very hopeful and very bright future, in my humble opinion. I just hope I can have a little hand in that history, because sports is a big part of my life. It's a big part of what made me who I am. And I'm very proud to represent my country through sport. So I can't wait to see it. And I always say this, and some people get upset. I always say this. I really hope. First of all, we get an Olympic gold. But it would be awesome if it was a woman first.
No, I agree.
It'd be awesome. I mean, I hope we get one in general. But it would be great if it was a woman.
Yeah, love it.
Yeah.
Okay, and then one final thing. If you had one message, I know you're going to share some messages later for our attendees, but if you had one message for people who are going to take part in these community sports events the next 3 weeks, what would it be?
I'm kind of like giving away my keynote, but just for your, because this is a special bonus episode for our season, for our very, very special podcast. I always say that I know that not everybody will climb Everest that's in the Himalayas. But every single one of us has an Everest to climb. And I really hope people have the courage to go and find their Everest, wherever it may take them, however difficult the road is. I really hope you do reach the summit of your own Everest one day. I have a question for you.
Oh, go on.
What made you choose me for the podcast?
You know what? I've been in Saudi now for 2 or 3 years, and I really wanted to do something that was representing what I was seeing, and your name just kept coming up again and again and again. And it's because you are in different places. You've done something that's so inspiring and at the beginning of something.
Yeah.
So I can't tell you more than I just kept seeing you and hearing of you. And I thought, this is the lady who needs to be at the forefront of this with me.
Thank you. Yeah. That's a great attestment to my journey and how much work I put into this. And for those of you who don't know, Juliet messaged me on Instagram one day, and she said, hi, my name is Juliet. It was Instagram, wasn't it?
Yeah.
She said, my Juliet, I'm from, first of all, I love pineapples. Just so you know, it's my,
that helps.
I love pineapples, the actual pineapple, the taste,
the fruit.
And I like how it looks.
Yeah.
So I have pineapples all over my house, by the way. And then she said that I have this project that I wanted to put forward or suggest to you. And legit, it was the smallest project last year. It was like the tiny out of all of my projects last year, but it was one of my favorites.
Yeah,
and it's the one that survived, and now we're in season 3.
Yeah,
so that's another lesson for women out there, and for just people in general, not just women specifically. If you have a means or a purpose or a platform, share it. You never know what comes out of it. So thank you. I want to take this opportunity to thank you for choosing me to be the voice of the podcast and for just being very patient whenever I'm in the middle of nowhere with no internet.
Yeah, no, I should also really say thank you to you, because it would not be what it is without you having supported and championed and been a part of it. You know, it was just a little
idea. I believe in it. Yeah. I really do believe in it. And sometimes it was very hard in terms of scheduling because of, you know, we're running around and trying to get guests from all over the world, but I always felt like it was worth it. So that's it. That's also a testament to you. And we want to thank all our guests, or our lovely guests that we had season 1, 2 and now in season 3. And also we've noticed that some people have been reaching out and asking us to be part of it. So if you would like to be part of our podcast, just reach out to Juliet or me and then we'll be happy to have you.
Okay, so thank you for listening. And we will see you on the next episode.
Now is lunch, right?
Yep.
Thank you for listening. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to the Quality of Life podcast, hosted by me, Raham Harag, and produced by Pineapple Audio Production. Please do follow us and subscribe so you don't miss an episode. And keep listening every Friday morning and Tuesdays for our mini bonus episodes.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.